This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Browns are starting Joe Flacco at quarterback to start the season. There's been no proclamation like there was in Indianapolis that Joe is the guy for the entire season. The proclamation was Joe is starting week one. How long does that last? Maybe the entire year. Maybe that'd be the best thing that could happen. Maybe two games. Maybe, who knows? We'll just see what happens. But what the Browns are trying to do right now is something that hasn't been done successfully very often in the NFL, and that is win with a quarterback over 40 years old. It's been done. According to Fox Sports, a story they put out 2 days ago, Joe will be the fifth oldest player in the NFL this year. And behind, he trails Aaron Rodgers, Mercedes Lewis. These guys are on rosters now anyway. Matt Prater, the kicker for the Arizona Cardinals, who's terrific. And Nick Folk, kicker for the Tennessee Titans. So you have two quarterbacks, a tight end, and two kickers who are over 40. And they're, according to Fox, the only guys in the NFL over 40 this year. Okay. Jason Peters, I think, is on a practice squad right now. So until he gets on a roster.
Anybody over 50, did you catch any of those?
I don't believe there are any. I think the oldest player to ever play in the NFL was 48, and that was George Blanda. So it's something that doesn't happen very often. If you're looking for guys who have been successful doing this, it becomes a much smaller group. Now, a lot of factors go into that. You have to have health, which for a football player to be healthy at the age of 40 is a big deal. You know, I mean, congratulations if you are. Congratulations to Joe Flacco. I mean, he's still got an arm at the age of 40. He can still throw it.
Yep.
And that's a good thing. According to the Pro Football Hall of Fame,
they
have a special page, 40 and over club, of guys who have been over the age of 40 to play in the NFL.
Okay.
20 quarterbacks. That's it.
I have 16, okay, but I got to believe the Hall of Fame.
I'm going to go Hall of Fame.
Do you think that they were over 40 on a roster or over 40 starters?
They're over 40 on a roster.
Okay, so maybe there were 16
starters. And one of them
starters
actually didn't play, and that was Wade Wilson.
Okay, so that would take, that gets you closer to what I have then. 19, I have 16. Okay, so I missed three somewhere.
It's something that doesn't happen very often. Now, if you want to go who's been successful doing it, man, it becomes a small group. Tom Brady was phenomenal.
Yes.
Playing into his 40s. He won in New England. He won in Tampa.
Correct.
And did a great job with that. Brett Favre did a great job with that. And Kevin Stefanski, as Kevin has said, he was around Brett Favre when that happened. And, okay, that's terrific. But it's other guys who have done it. Matt Hasselbeck been there, Brad Johnson, Vinny Testaverde, Doug Flutie. But most of the guys, Warren Moon was like 44, didn't have a whole lot of success doing it. And that's where I'm curious about Joe Flacco. Because I think Joe still has the arm talent, Andy, to pull off some of the things that the other 40-year-olds didn't.
Okay.
Does he have everything else? You know, he doesn't move very well. That could be detrimental. And, I mean, that could be really detrimental.
There are quarterbacks under 40 that don't move very well either.
Yeah, I know. And they get beat up. And, and they, you know, if they're in their 20s, they heal up a little better because you're not 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Or upper 30s. I think it's a precarious situation for the Browns to be in, but we all knew that. You know, we all knew that regardless of who they're going to start a quarterback this year, it's going to be a precarious situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how long this goes on. And if it goes well, you know, then if it lasts all season, that'd be awesome. That would be great. But, man, I don't want to see the guy get hurt. And I don't want because of a lack of mobility, not necessarily because of age. And I don't know that he will. He does a good job getting rid of the ball. But it's going to be, I think, a fascinating thing to watch.
I'm just looking at the numbers of these over 40 quarterbacks. You know, obviously they were quarterbacks. They're for the most part, they're household names. I mean, obviously there were guys that had success earlier in their career. Otherwise, they wouldn't have the opportunity to be there at 40. There aren't many 40-year-old quarterbacks, as you said, Jeff, that have had more than six starts over 40. That is, I think, if I'm just looking at this, I think there's only, on my list, I only have six. Tom Brady, who was 13-3. Matt Hasselbeck, who was 5-3. Brett Favre was 13-12. Doug Flutie was 3-3. Vinny T was 8-17. And Warren Moon was 11-14. Really, if you think about it, those are your guys that had significant time over 40.
And see,
you sit here and talk about Len Dawson, who was 1-4, Zeke Bradkowski was 0-1. You know,
that's the catch here.
Mm-hmm.
Very few guys have done this on a regular basis and done it well. You know, Tom Brady, Brett Favre, that's about it. That's really about it.
Yeah.
So if Flacco can pull this off, more power to him. But again, very few guys have actually started more than six games. Well, they play 17.
Yeah, the opportunity just hasn't been there for these guys.
Well, you know why? Because they're old.
Yeah,
they're out of the league.
Yeah,
that's why. 40-year-old quarterbacks are not the norm. And that's just what you're dealing with here. And that's why I wonder, you know, are you grooming Pickett to step in ASAP? Are you hoping one of the rookies can step in ASAP? Are you not trying to win any games this year so you can end up with, you know, top pick in the draft next year?
And now you have a six-round pick that you can throw in there after the trade yesterday. You just sweetened the pot after that big deal yesterday. Why do you look so perplexed when I say my little quippets?
Is that what those are?
That was a quippet, yes.
A quippet.
I just think that when you throw a quarterback out there who's over 40, you're pretty much asking for mild success, not great success.
I think you're
I mean, Tom Brady won 13 games after his 40. He's one guy. But so did Brett Favre. Brett Favre won 13 games when he was over 40. Vinny T was probably the worst of the over 40s, and he still won eight games, and then Warren Moon won 11.
I know, but Andy, think of the history of the National Football League.
Yeah, I am.
You've narrowed it down to like two guys.
No,
And that's the only issue here. Can Joe Flacco add his name to that group of guys?
Why not?
Possibly.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the best team around him.
Sorry, Aaron Rodgers also probably in that group too, 6-12.
They're not a whole lot of guys. Now, in Pittsburgh, they're, you know, kind of optimistic about Aaron Rodgers. And he's older than Joe Flacco.
But is everyone... I
also think he's better than Joe Flacco. You know, if I had my choice of quarterbacks, I would take Aaron Rodgers over Joe Flacco.
Who's been healthier over the last 3 years, though?
Who's played more?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers had a torn Achilles. I mean,
yeah.
Done. Okay, that's one major injury. Joe Flacco hasn't played a whole lot over the last number of years, and he hasn't played that well. So if I had to pick one or the other, I'd pick Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's a toss-up. Sorry. I mean, I understand where you're coming from that, but with Rodgers being hurt and missing an entire season, and then, you know, you look at his...
Yeah, but he didn't miss last year.
Yeah, but...
He came back and played in every game last year.
And what was he last year? Six and...
On a crummy team.
5-12 last year? Five and 12?
No, they weren't very good.
Well, but if you're going to do that, though, you got to do that for everybody. If they're not very good, are they not very good on defense? That's the hard part about football. When we have these conversations, you know, you sit here and you say, okay, Tom Brady was 13-3
after
he was 40. I know, but what I'm saying is, but 13-3 isn't just Tom Brady. It's Tom Brady. It's and if we say he's got a great team around him, well how many of the games of defense win in those 13 games when Tom Brady was over 40?
It's deviating from my original point, which is I would rather have Aaron Rodgers than Joe Flacco. But that's,
okay, and I would rather have Joe Flacco than Aaron Rodgers, but that's okay.
Right, which is fine.
Until Flacco peters out, until it flames out, and that's
now,
why
see,
you've
you
got
expect
all the,
that to happen.
I expect that to happen to every quarterback at the end of their career.
This year. I mean, the Browns are starting him. And
I expect every team to not have their starting quarterback start every game this year. In 17 games, it is extremely difficult to have one quarterback start every game of the season.
Yeah, I get that. Do you think this guy lasts? I mean, do you think Joe Flacco is the main quarterback of record this season?
Yes, I do think he is the main quarterback of record.
Interesting.
You know, the hard part is he could play great. He could play great, and if the defense stumbles, then you're going to be losing games, and then you have to say to yourself, all right, let's give Shador a shot. Let's give Gabriel a shot. Let's see what we got at that point.
Rodney's in Cleveland. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey.
Hey, man, my question is this. I mean, I hear all this talk with Flacco, and, you know, I remember when he came in and he saved the team, and the city beloved him, the fans loved him. But what if he plays
his teammates beloved him, too.
Games?
Say that again.
Yes. They all beloved him. We all did. Yeah. Everybody. Flacco came in. So if he comes in, he plays bad the first 2-3 games, and do the fans turn on him and start asking for the backup?
Sure.
I mean, they loved him.
Yes.
Right. I mean.
Yeah, that's football.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. And that's my point. No one brought that up. And my thing is I want to see how he responds to that when that happens.
I would think, Rodney, that the fans will not lose their love of Joe Flacco, even if he comes in and isn't good this year, because of what he did a couple of years ago. I mean, that was fun. There's no question that was fun. But I would think the minute that he looks like he has looked for the majority of his time since he left Baltimore, if he starts to play that way here, man, fans are going to be screaming for Shador. They're going to be screaming for Dillon Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, anybody to come in and do something different. I just think that's why, in my estimation, Rodney, I think he's got 2 or 3 games. And if he hasn't played real well and Pickett or one of the young guys is looking good in practice, I just don't get the feel that this is a long-term situation.
I agree with you, Jeff. I agree.
Yeah, I think it makes sense to think it's not a long-term situation.
Thanks,
but we're also an organization that hasn't had long-term success in my lifetime.
Right.
I shouldn't even say my lifetime. I'll even give you the beginning of my life. But, you know, from 99 on, it's just so if, God forbid, you got 2 good years of a quarterback that could get you to the playoffs in back-to-back years, I'm not saying that Joe's going to do that. But I'll roll the dice on him to start the season to see if he can do it. I'm giving him every opportunity to do that. And when we all see that it's not working.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Then move forward. There are a couple things here. I don't want to feel like they walked away from the draft wasting two draft picks. So develop them. Let's see what these guys look like. I don't know. Maybe Sanders is the future. Maybe Gabriel is the future. Maybe Pickett is the future, as Jeff would always wants to remind us, because Pickett's just not that old. But I want to see what Flacco's got right now. And I also want to see what he does with Kevin after having an entire training camp, having the ability to be around each other for more than 5 minutes when he was sitting on a couch and came in, because there was some magic that happened when he first came here. I don't know that magic's coming back, but I'm willing to watch and see what happens, because I don't feel like we have a starting quarterback. And if Flacco can be the man week one and beat Cincinnati, we're all going to be happy, and we're all going to say, okay, let's see what he does in week two.
If you're the Browns, how long do you give Flacco, folks? I mean, does he have to go out and play great right away? And if they would lose football games, make sure he's not the reason they're losing? Because I think you've got the guys sitting right there who are ready to jump in and play. And if you're not getting it done, man, I want to see the young guys. I really do. We're talking about not just necessarily what's going to happen at the start of the season, but how this is going to play out. And it's a weird balance to me, Andy, because you want to win football games. If you suddenly aren't winning football games early on with Joe Flacco, if that happens, you know, how quick do the Browns pull the plug? And how ready might one of the young guys be to play? Pickett would obviously be the guy who'd be the most ready to play because he's actually played. But might the other guys be more intriguing to the Browns to play and get a look at? I just think we're embarking on a situation that's going to be so fluid this year, it's going to be silly.
Do you think, I hate to say this, if Pickett's hurt, does Tyler Huntley have a place on this team?
Yeah, I think he might.
I think they like him. They truly like him. I think they were excited to have him. I mean, there was talk that if he was here for more than 2 or 3 days, he would have started preseason game number one over Shedeur Sanders.
I'm sure he would
have. And I'm sure
yeah.
That's got to drive Shedeur Sanders fans crazy thinking about that. But I just say ride Joe until it doesn't work anymore, and then figure out where you're going. I just don't, especially when you're sitting on two number one picks for next year. If you feel like Joe Flacco gives you the best opportunity to win, then go for it and do it right away, and then ride it as long as it lasts. And I think it either ends up with Joe, unfortunately, maybe having to find himself on the IR, or Joe retiring. Unless Joe wants to keep playing, and then maybe he's
or going to another team.
Yeah, I just don't. There is no franchise quarterback on this team right now.
At this moment.
Yeah. Now, maybe one of the two rookies emerges to be one, and that'd be great. And that would mean they didn't waste two draft picks in general. And I think that's something that I think we would all appreciate. But as of right now, if I'm Kevin Stefanski, there's no hesitation. Joe Flacco's the starting quarterback. He knows the playbook. He knows exactly what Kevin wants executed, and he can do it. His problem is throwing to the other team, and as long as he doesn't throw to the other team, he's going to have success.
Kevin is in thriving Cuyahoga Falls. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Very well.
Hang in it.
All right, I got a question for Andy, and then I got the ultimate byline for you for the Browns if you're ready for it.
Yeah,
go for it.
You get a pen.
Go for it.
All right, Andy. Come on. Are you really telling us you're not at least a little bit disappointed that Flacco's the starter, that one of the three guys weren't able to step up and take the helm? I mean,
Pickett, I thought, was interesting. But can we stop rushing quarterbacks out on the field that might not be ready? You walk into the coffee shop and there's 50,000 different ways to make a cup of coffee. And that's what we all want. And we all want it now. And we all want it within 30 seconds. I just look at teams that have had success around the NFL over the years. And when they give a quarterback 2 minutes to figure out where the bathroom is and to figure out the playbook and to get to know the guys a little bit, I think your return of success rate is a little bit higher. It's not that I don't want to see Sanders or Gabriel. I do. But I don't need them to go out there. This isn't Troy Aikman going and getting crushed and going, what, 1-15 in his first season? That's not where we are. Give these guys a little bit of a chance to understand the situation. Keep both of them. And I think the most exciting quarterback on this roster is Shedeur Sanders. He is. He creates excitement. But I just don't think he's ready to be the week one starter coming out of college. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So it's not that I'm not. I just think Joe gives them the best opportunity to win.
I think Kevin's like me, though. He was hoping that one of these guys would show that they're ready to be the guy.
I think it's you're asking too much out of a rookie, especially guys that the league thought wasn't the number one overall pick or, you know, a first round pick. That's nothing against Shedeur. That's nothing against Dylan. But could we just take a deep breath on rookies for a minute, give them a chance to know the league, give them a chance to understand the playbook, and then put them out there so we don't have another DTR? That's what I'm saying.
I hear you. Andy, I'm going to give you my highlight. Here you go. Here's your byline. You ready?
Give it to me.
Pickett pounds Pittsburgh in an amazing performance as the starting quarterback. Pickett serves up a hot heaping pile of crow pie to his former team that selected him in the draft, 20th overall.
I love it.
How's that for a highlight?
I love it. Give it to me. I love it. Call that in right before they play the Steelers, especially the week after they come back from London where everyone's going to be gassed.
Mike is in Cleveland. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, fellas, this is Mark, man.
Hey, what's
sorry,
up, Mark?
Look, I don't have a lot of faith in the season. And I understand the logic behind Flacco starting and everything. But the truth of the matter is the guy hasn't played more than 9 games since 2019. I mean, in that time frame, he went 8-16. It makes no sense. You know what you're going to get out this guy. You know, you're going to get a lot of interceptions, and he's going to end up getting benched. That's why I'm like, we need to be starting one of those rookies just to see what we got. Not give up the season. You don't have to give up the season. You can play. You can call play calls around these guys to go ahead and, like Jeff said, coach them up. But I think it's a waste just to have this guy starting. I said, I'm in a good backup or something, and to teach those guys in the locker, in the film room and everything. But to start the season, you know exactly what you're going to get out of him. I don't see the logic behind it.
Maybe because they don't believe that. Maybe Kevin Stefanski believes he can get more out of Joe Flacco. Maybe he thinks there's more there. Aren't you tired?
Look at it. 8-16 since 2019.
Mike, you sound like you don't sound like you're
Mark.
Mark, sorry, Mark. How old are you? Just curious.
55.
Okay, so we're in the same boat. How many times have we seen this team roll out a young quarterback just to watch him get crushed? I don't want to see Shedeur Sanders get crushed. I don't want to see Dylan Gabriel get crushed.
You're assuming that they will.
Well, I'm just saying rookies don't know the playbook the same way.
But we talk about DTR all the time. We got to think about how he got thrown in the fire the day before.
Exactly, I mean, right.
That was – you're not throwing these guys in there the day before. You're going ahead and getting these guys reps.
But we are. That's the problem. We are because Joe Flacco's taking all the reps with the ones. We're not – we would be throwing them into the fire.
See, Andy, we're looking at it different because I'm saying if Joe Flacco wasn't eating up all these reps, these guys would be getting coached up and be ready to start, unlike DTR, who was thrown into the fire the day before or the same day. That's all I'm saying.
No, I hear you. We're on the same page. I'm not.
Thanks, Mark.
I want to see these guys. I'm not. I mean, I just. Can we give them a second to breathe?
Yeah, I know. Kevin and I had the same thought, and it was just my hope was that one of these guys, and maybe it was Pickett, would have shown that they were ready for this. Clearly, Sanders, clearly Gabriel, in the minds of the coaches, not ready for this yet. And if it means that they get a little bit more time to, you know, polish things up in practice. But remember, once you start practicing, what do they say about the backup quarterbacks? He gets no reps. Well, what about the third string quarterbacks? You know, if Pickett's your backup, I don't know how you're going to develop the young guys. That's going to be a challenge. Coach Berger is in Cleveland. Hello, Coach.
Coach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, sir?
Awesome.
Thanks.
I'm great. Hey, I got. Just want to lay this on you real quick. I want you to think about it like this. You got 4 kids. You got 3 cars. Your first car is a very good, expensive, fancy car. Your second car is all right. It's pretty cool. And your last car is a bucket. So what I'm going to do is, with my insurance, I'm not about to let my little young kids that just got out of whatever they got, just got their driver's license, drive this fancy car. No, you're going to sit there and wait till I believe that you're ready to drive this fancy car. Then you're going to work your way up to the nicer car. Then you're going to see the fancy car. But until then, or until my oldest child, you know, messes up or do something stupid, you know, that's going to be their car. I'm not about to put my whole everything and my finances behind some kids. I'm not. I love these guys. These guys are growing. These guys are going to get better. They have all the potential in the world, but I'm still not ready to give them my fancy car, because if they mess this up, this is going to cost me greatly, and it's going to set me back even further than what I am now. So I'm not about to risk that, even knowing I just came off with Deshaun Watson. I'm not about to risk that. So, yes, you're going to Trey Lance. You're going to Aaron Rodgers. You're going to Patrick Mahomes. You're going to sit down and formulate your greatness into being even greater than me just rushing you out there and possibly you striking good or striking bad. I don't want to do possible. I want to see definite.
Coach Berger, I would run through a brick wall for you if you gave me that speech before the game. I just want you to know. I'm playing for you, Coach Berger. Playing for you. Let's go beat them. Let's go win. Team.
I love my Browns, man. I love them. I love them. Win, lose, or draw. Even 0-16, I'm cheering through the rooftop. But let these guys cultivate. Let them. It's like wine. You get better with time. You get better with age. Don't rush them to see them possibly do anything. I know you want that. But just let them grow. Let them be good. And it sucks, like Jeff said, it sucks that none of these guys showed themselves to be that thing. And that's okay.
Coach, right? Maybe it can happen.
You're right. It can happen. But we have to wait and see. But it's okay that we have the possibility. It's not a for saying, oh, no, you're definitely no. But it's a, oh, my God, we got something here. Let's sit on it. Let's let it grow. And let's go from there.
There you go, Coach. Good stuff.
Thank you, Coach. Andy, you can coach me or my kid anytime.
Dan, could you bring a towel in? There's saliva underneath Andy's chin.
Why do you
got to
be
here.
That guy? Why? Because I agree with a because Coach Berger
no,
has more knowledge than we do.
That's exactly the way you wanted to be right there.
That's how I want it to be. Yeah. I just give these guys. I'm not against any one of them. I'm in favor of giving them the opportunity to understand what it takes to be a quarterback in the NFL.
It would just be so nice to see a young guy. A young guy. I didn't pick one of the three, did I? It would be so nice to see a young guy step in and play quarterback here and give you some hope that maybe you found somebody you can keep moving forward. But that whole two draft choice thing for next year in a draft that's loaded with quarterbacks, that one sits pretty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.